This gate was built in 1809 to commemorate the successful capture of Kangra Fort. Mind you, that didn't happen very often. From 720 to 963 AD, for almost 250 years, this fort was besieged no less than 52 times by the most powerful kings and rulers, but no one could hold it. You couldn't just stroll into the fort back then. There was a drawbridge leading to this entrance, and as you start to glance around now, look at the second gateway to its right. You'll see the strategically placed gun slits in the wall. When you're ready, remember Tikka Raj Aishwarya's advice and leg first, then through the Ranjit Singh Gate we go. Notice how that second doorway is placed off on an angle? No gate was ever built directly opposite the preceding one. That was to prevent an enemy from building up enough momentum to just charge right through. If you did manage to break in and pause in this little courtyard, archers would bombard you from above before you could get any further. As we continue walking now, let me tell you about the first enemy who ever made it past this impressive security system, Mahmud of Ghazni. Attracted by stories of the precious stones and gold stored here at the fort, the Sultan and his troops made a sneak attack when the king was away at battle in 1009 AD. They forced the guards to reveal the location of the legendary treasure wells, and after killing them, they got away with such a bounty, one witness remembered, the backs of camels could not carry it, or vessels contain it, nor the imaginations of arithmeticians conceive it. The gate we just passed through was built 800 years later by the great Sikh Maharaja Ranjit Singh, known as the Lion of Punjab. He won the fort in exchange for saving the lives of Maharaja Sansar Chand and his family. They had been trapped here, in the palace on top of the fort, for 4 years. Before we move on, please take out your map. You'll notice that there are pictures of each stop that will act as visual cues for you. On your way to our next stop, number 3, at the bottom of the steps, do you see the tiny niche? It's on the right, at ground level. Carved into the stone there, you'll find an ancient fertility symbol, known as a Shivaling. It's the mark of Lord Shiva, one of the primary Hindu gods, known as the Destroyer. Take a look. Then join me at the top of the steps at stop 3, the Ahini Gate.